Brian Houseworth speaking here from Missouri Net and joining me aboard Air Force One. It's real interesting how they have the technology actually call from Air Force One. Speaking from the plane is Congressman Sam Graves, who is from Tarkio. Congressman, you're aboard Air Force One with President Trump right now. Your thoughts, your reaction to today's event?
Very pleased. Obviously, I think it was a great event. The president laid out very clearly just how important the tax cut and tax reform package is and how many people it's going to help, particularly the middle class. But it's going to be good for the entire country.
When you talked earlier, and we've done many interviews about this issue, you have said for a long time that Missouri has suffered tremendously, Congressman, due to an out-of-date tax system. How much is that hurting Missouri? How much is it hurting the country?
Well, it's hurting the country. It's hurting individuals. It's hurting businesses, farms, you name it. And that's what this does is address, it addresses the overly burdensome tax cut that we had, which is, it's just absolutely mind-boggling just how much you have to understand just to walk yourself through it. With this bill, we're going to make it very simple to be able to file. Plus, it cuts taxes on small businesses. It cuts taxes on middle class, on individuals, on corporations, which means it's going to keep more jobs in this country. It does so many things, which is going to improve the economy, and that's what we need more than anything.
As far as the House, I know it passed in the House. I want to say it was 227 to 212. It did pass. What's your gut feeling in the Senate? Do you have any sense of how that's going to go?
I think it's going to pass in the Senate. I believe we have the votes. And then obviously it'll go to conference. It'll look different once it comes out of conference. But I think those key things we're going to be able to keep in the bill. But once it goes to conference, there's still a lot of work to be done. But I do believe that it will pass the Senate.
Final question for you, and then I'll ask a quick question on Air Force One. I know you have to run. Your friend, and you came in with him, Congressman Lacey Clay, and you guys just disagree on this. He welcomed the president to Missouri, but he blasted the plan. He says, Congressman, he says this is a reckless scam that will raise taxes on millions of middle-class families, rob seniors, and punish students. Again, that's what the congressman said today on the House floor. Your reaction to that?
Well, I think it's just flat-out wrong. It's going to be a tax cut for everyone, particularly the middle class. And this bill is just going to continue to get stronger and better. Once it comes out of conference, there's no doubt in my mind that it's going to be a very, very good piece of legislation. And, you can't overlook the fact that this is going to improve the economy and drive the economy. And that's what we need more than anything else.
Final question, being on Air Force One with the president, have you ever been able to do that in your career?
I have. I was on here several times with President Bush, and this is my second time with President Trump. You never get used to it. I can tell you that it's a special treat and always fun to be a part of. And we've got the entire Republican delegation on here this time.
So all six of you in the House, you're all there.
Yep, all here, all sitting here in the conference room.
Very good. Anything, Congressman, you would like to add? Feel free.
Well, this is a good day. I'm glad he picked Missouri to be able to talk about this package.
Congressman, thank you so much.
It's going to help Missouri. It's the perfect place to do it. Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks, Brian.
You have a great day, sir. Appreciate it.